advocacy. Okay, let's hear for the next citizen who signed up, 1181.
Request of Wayne Wigmans to address council regarding homeless people's rights and departitioned housing.
Good morning.
Morning. I'd like to share with the council the idea of packing a warehouse full of bunk beds and renting them as an alternative to a new mission. Maybe even, you know, encapsulate the bunk beds with plywood for added security and or privacy, charge $200-$300 a month, something even homeless people can afford. Physically, this is similar to a mission, but fundamentally it differs from a mission in the sense that people have the autonomy to come and go as they please, the ability to access bag, take a shower when needed, no 5, 6, or 7 p.m. curfews for full-grown adults. Some myths I would like to address are that people don't get along in situations like this. It's like I said last time I was here, when you allow a large body of homeless people to congregate, it quickly becomes apparent that the peaceful outnumber the unpeaceful. This changes the dynamics and the way people get along. Some other things that come into play are, is there enough room for everybody to fit? Are they subject to time limits? Is their autonomy intact? Naturally, what I'm proposing would address all of the above, as it would abolish time limits. You're going to have enough room for everybody to fit, assuming you're not renting more beds than are available. And it would restore people's autonomy. Secondly, not everybody needs their privacy, not at all points or times in their lives, especially homeless people who have become accustomed to this. But even if on a transitional scale, many people would go for this for a temporary amount of time. Some benefits for the city or the middle class are that it would pull rental prices down for the surrounding area. You got to figure if you run it with no strings attached, you're going to attract that struggling college student, the person in between jobs. And if they're going for this rather than the costly alternative, you're going to pull rental prices down for the surrounding area. That's something nothing on the market can currently do. It would clear out room for in already developed affordable housing units. So rather than paying or subsidizing for every single homeless person to have their own place, you could put something that's truly affordable on the market and make money off of the problem rather than throwing more and more money at it. Play around with the numbers. You got 200 to 500 beds at $200 to $300 a month. That's $60,000 to $150,000 per month. Now, missions get by with nothing more than one or two staff on board just to keep an eye out in the hallway at night. They're probably half asleep, you know. So that's all you need in terms of staffing costs. So I think something like this would prove, at the very least, sustainable, if not profitable, for the city. I'll close saying we need to try something new. This whole gentrification and homeless thing, it's not going to work out any differently than it did in any other town if we don't try something new. And missions, I'll say, they work for many, but for many, they're like prisons. You know, that's not living. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.